Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
All right. Wow. I cannot believe it is already March for one, because so much is happening this month just in general. But I love that it's all happening during this month, because March is one of my favorite months because obviously it's my birthday. So that's a big one. This March, I'm getting married. But, you know, every March is Women's History Month, International Women's Day. And clearly, based on everything that we do here at Forward Female, it's a big big moment around here that we really love to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's so much going on this month. And it's closing out Q1, which there's been so much traction and progress and things happening just in the first few months of this year. And I love being able to rally all the girls and really have these amazing just moments of intention to really reflect on how far we've come and to really see the progress that women have made and really be able to celebrate it and celebrate our freedom and where we've come and where we're at. And yeah, it's just really a powerful month, I feel like.
Absolutely. You know, it's so crazy to think about. You know, everything that we are able to do today in our business, and, you know, especially here in the United States is what we're talking mainly about. But the freedoms that we have today are because of so many incredible people, but, you know, primarily women who have really stood up, fought, and pave the way to allow us to be where we are today and to have the rights that we have today. I mean, man, is there like some things that still need to happen? Of course. But I like to sit in a lot of gratitude for how far we've come, you know, in months like this and days like, you know, International Women's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whenever I look at kind of the history timeline, and you can kind of find this, you know, anywhere online, I was doing some research as we were putting together our newsletter for this month, and I was kind of reflecting on this too, and I was trying to get an idea of the timeline of how everything has really happened for women. And it's so crazy to think that it really wasn't that long ago. I mean, not even like a full generation ago where we started to really like gain equal rights and we started to really gain equality in so many different areas of life and in business. You know, you look at something like in 1973, really not that long ago, it was the Roe v. Wade decision. You look at 1974, housing discrimination on the basis of sex and credit discrimination against women are outlawed by Congress, meaning that like it was legal to discriminate like based on being a woman before 1974. Like, that is really not that long ago. And it's crazy to think of how far that we've come since then.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like the strides that we've made, and like you said, there's obviously still room to grow and for our evolution. But I think being able to appreciate how far we've come and the freedoms we now have here, and especially as an entrepreneur, I feel like we are so fortunate to be able to have these freedoms and rights that we've, you know, all of the previous generations have fought so hard for and paved the way. And now we're able to really bring that torch forward and continue to help bring resources, bring other women forward, be able to create this space to really empower women. And that's why I think what we do is so special. And it's such a cool time of year to really be able to bring women together, highlight all of these amazing women who have come previously, and also highlight all the resources and all the things to come for the future. And so,
yeah, absolutely. I think there's like, there's obviously so much more to go. And I think we are in this, like, in this moment in time where we're writing the history books right now, and we all have the opportunity to really make history in our own way, to impact one another and impact ourselves really at the same time, not just for today, but truly for generations to come. And, you know, it's why we do what we do for Female, right? Wanting to like help more women, build more successful businesses, because we know that if more women have more successful businesses, more women have more, you know, money to, you know, make bigger decisions, to like be able to show up at the table and not get pushed away, and really pave our own path. And so I think it's, you know, tied so deeply to our mission here. And I'm so excited. I think back to, you know, all of these incredible women that are in these like timelines and things like that on a day like today. And I can't help but think of, you know, the powerful moves that they've made, but also like people in my own life, women in my own life, like that are mentors to me, whether they know it or not, and how they've impacted me. And they're a part of my history book, you know. I'm curious, Lo, if you kind of have any women like that. I know you do.
Absolutely.
That you think about whenever you kind of think of the women who have impacted you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that being able to really have the awareness around who is really giving you kind of those foundational, like inspirational pushes, if you will. And for me, I've kind of developed this little system of, I call my top 10. And so it's five women who inspire me that are teachers and that I feel like I learn a lot of information and education from. And then five women that are mentors or models. And so meaning I feel like I pick out specific things within each one of their brands or their projects or what they're working on, and really am able to use that as an inspiration point. And so for me, having kind of though, like, it's almost like your board of advisors, if you will, of women that even if you don't know them, you can look to for advice, inspiration, and that are help guiding you. So I think a top 10 can be really useful because you can apply it to any business that you're building or your personal brand. And so really it consists of having the five teachers and the five mentors, like I was saying. And so for me, like some of mine are for my personal brand, like a teacher is like a Brené Brown, a Mel Robbins, Caroline Mace, like an Esther Abraham Hicks, like people that are channeling all of this knowledge and I look to as teachers. And then on like my mentor side, it's more of like a Sarah Blakely or an Oprah or like these people that have these careers that I aspire to. And so I can take different aspects, right, of these mentors, of these teachers, and be able to really apply it. And so I love being able to just kind of reflect on this and update my board of advisors, if you will, as I go through. And I think it's really cool to be able to look back in history too, and really look at the examples of the women that have paved the way previously. And so being able to kind of match those and marry those together is what I've been really kind of working on this month, is kind of updating my board of advisors, my top 10, and being able to integrate more of women who have really been brave and fearless and really made these bold moves that are inspirational and that have really changed history. And so, yeah, that's been a fun tool that I've been leaning into this month and that I've really used just as I've built different businesses and my personal brand. And it's been really helpful to be able to kind of have that, those go-tos to kind of look up to.
Yeah, I think that's so, it's so powerful because I think I hear so much of like, people are like, well, I wasn't born into, you know, somebody into a family with a ton of access or into something that, you know, where I know all of these people already, so I'm already behind type thing. And I think it really is so powerful to take ownership of, right, what you are surrounded by, who you're surrounded by. And this can really be from, you know, the very beginning of, like you said, your board of advisors are people that you've never maybe met before. And you know who to lean on when, because the like access that we have the privilege of having, you know, information from today is so incredible, right? From books to libraries to YouTube videos to content online, like all of these different things that most people have access to in one way or another, to be able to access it if you really, really want it. And I think it kind of starts from there and taking our own power and saying, okay, I can decide what I want to be, like who I want to be surrounded by, what type of information I want to have within me. And I can actively seek that. I think for me, I like lean on people that have, you know, done the thing that is in my own vision board and really being able to understand their stories and how they think and how they make decisions on like a really like deep level. And for me, it's like listening to podcasts, listening to interviews, like understanding how some of the most successful, you know, people in their own rights in so many different ways have, you know, ultimately gotten to where they are today. I remember whenever I was little, and still to this day, Oprah is like is on my board of advisors for sure. Because whenever, you know, as I've talked about before, I wanted to go into media whenever I was really young, and as I was kind of like finding my own path. And so, like, even though I like never really read books, like I bought one of her books, like about that was her like biography at like, I think it was like a yard sale or something like that, like for $2. And I read her whole biography to really understand, like, where did she come from? What were some of the things that like made her get to where she is today? And understanding she had like a lot of hardship. But being able to push through even when it's hard is one of the biggest lessons that I take from her. And also the other biggest lesson that I take from her and runs in the back of my mind all the time is that we have no idea what our legacy will actually end up being, which was from her mentor, Maya Angelou. I'm not sure, but that's hers. And that, you know, she thought she was building this legacy and that she was like doing all of these different things, that this school that she had built for girls in Africa was going to be her legacy. And Maya told her, you have no idea what your legacy will be, right? Your legacy is every single life that you touch. And that's been one of the biggest things that always sticks with me, that, you know, we are going after big things as women and we want big accomplishments and we want to like make a big impact a lot of the time. And by, you know, we, I think just so many of the women I talk to within the community, we hear that so often. But I think, you know, the difference is saying like, how do I like make improvements every day? How do I make like impact every day with every single life that I touch, man or woman, and say, how do I let that be my legacy? And how do I let that, you know, be in the history books? It's the thing of when you get to the top, you know, the elevator takes you all the way to the top and you feel like you've really made it. It's the idea of like pushing that button to sending it back down to let somebody else, you know, come up with you. And I think that's my feeling towards Women's History Month. That's my like motto in life. And that's how I look at it. I think listening to others, hearing their stories and taking from it what you will, and then really leading your life in that way every single day, not just on International Women's Day, not just during Women's History Month, but let it be your life's mission to leave a legacy on every life that you touch.
Yeah, absolutely. So powerful. And I feel like being able to have that mindset, like you said, as you go throughout your day and really being able to support other women and get that reflected back on you and build these ecosystems of true community and true support and women truly empowering one another. And it's just so cool to be a part of it. And so I love being able to have these conversations of just reflection and being able to share some little tidbits and tools that we've been able to apply along the way. Because you're right, that's what it's all about. It's like, pull up a chair, there's plenty of room at the table. And when we help each other, we all rise faster. And so that's what it's really about. That's the theme of Women's History Month, is like women coming together to support one another, and we all just rise faster. So excited to see everything come together that, you know, we have rolling out this month. We have an amazing Women Making History event at the end of this month to really cap off this month. And yeah, just being able to cheer on women. It's so exciting. It's so cool to see.
Absolutely. And whether big or small, you're making an impact. You're making history in your own way. So on this International Women's Day, or whenever you're listening to this, know that it's not too late, and that you have the opportunity at every moment to make history, to build your board of advisors of women who have made, you know, an impact on you, and really lean on for support. So, because, you know, the idea is that together we are stronger. And this is, as communities and especially as women, let's help each other on the way to the top. All right. Happy International Women's Day. See you later. Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast.
Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com.
We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.